Local government leaders have been warning that the 2% property tax cap imposed by Governor Cuomo and the legislature last year will severely squeeze their finances and that key programs and workers have to be cut. The State Association of Counties has predicted a structural budget gap of over $4 billion over the next 5 years if there are no changes, and some upstate cities are teetering on the verge of bankruptcy. Many are seeking a state bailout or relief from some unfunded state mandates. Governor Cuomo offered little sympathy to the local government's fiscal crises. Cuomo says he had to cope with a $10 billion state budget deficit and an ongoing weak economy. He says counties and cities will have to deal with that as well.
I couldn't go to the federal government and say, oh, by the way, I want you to reduce the functions that the federal government transfers to the state, or I want more money. I had to balance my budget myself. These good people had to go back and balance their budgets. And we had to do it without going to the taxpayer and saying, we know you're not in a position to pay, but we want more money, right? That's called life.
When the tax cap was enacted, Cuomo and the legislature said it was the first leg of a two-part plan. After the cap was established, lawmakers were to follow up by eliminating some state regulations that local governments are mandated by law to finance. Cuomo appointed a commission to decide which mandates could be done away with. That commission missed a June reporting date, and no new date has been set. But the governor, in a lengthy lecture during a press conference, says he's already granted local government some significant mandate relief. He says he's agreed to phase in a takeover of any increases in the local share of the Medicaid health care program that rise beyond 3%. He says that's worth $1.5 billion over 5 years. And the governor was reminded by a top aide that he and the legislature also approved a new pension tier so that future workers will receive fewer benefits, saving the state as well as local governments, billions of dollars in costs in coming decades.
See, now I'm getting more agitated thinking of how much money is here. This was a lot of money.
Cuomo has long been a supporter of government consolidation. He says more municipalities will have to merge to save money. Cuomo says if upstate cities really believe they're on the brink, then they should give up their powers of governing to a state-appointed financial control board. The New York Association of Counties' Stephen Aquario is disappointed with the governor's answers.
If the state wants to enact the law, they should provide the funding.
Aquario says counties are grateful for what Governor Cuomo and the legislature have already done to help with long-term health care and pension costs, but he says the savings won't take effect for some time.
It's in 3 years. It's in 10 years. It's in 15 years. What's going to help save community-based programs and services is something that the state needs to do in the immediate future, this coming budget.
Cuomo says there is another option available to local governments. They can override the property tax cap if 60% of the elected representatives in a county vote to do so. For school districts, 60% of the voters must say yes to an override.
Go to the people of your town and say, this is what I would have to cut. And if they don't want it cut, then override the cap. It's democracy.
But Cuomo says realistically, that's no longer an option. He says steep property tax increases over the past decades have driven people from the state. And he says no one should expect any changes from the current fiscal constraints until the national economy significantly improves. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.